Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Heading into the weekend, Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK, WKOK.com, Sean Carey, and Steve heading into the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Our Friday edition of the Steve Jones Show, always brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Great specials through Tuesday. Extra Gold 30 packs, $12.97, and Natty Daddy 15 pack cans, $7.97. So get all your refreshments, your beverages, your water, soda, snacks, fresh roasted peanuts, and the pickle bar, second to none, all at Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Twitter handle at Steve Jones PSU. You can also find us at stevejonesshow.com. 3 months of previously aired shows on the podcast page. And we also invite you to subscribe to our Steve Jones Show podcast, available on both the Apple Podcast app, iTunes, and Google Play. If you do listen to us on iTunes, don't hesitate to leave us a review. Coming up tonight on WKOK, we've got high school basketball as the playoffs are underway. And we've got Quad A quarterfinal action. And Shikellamy will be at Mifflinburg tonight. Take on the Wildcats. That's a 7 p.m. tip. Kevin Herr and the Chief Dave Ritchie will have the coverage at 6:40 this evening on WKOK. Other matchups in the districts tonight, you have Danville entertaining Jersey Shore. Danville's the number one seed. Mm-hmm. Shamokin at Montoursville, and Sewens Grove taking the road trip up to Athens tonight. All four games tip at 7.
Uh-huh.
So as the Schick game rolls along, we will try our best to get you updates from the other three games.
Very nice.
Yes.
This has been, obviously, another interesting day. Because of everything that's happened. Look, what the FBI is doing is that they are carefully leaking information bit by bit. And Yahoo Sports, by the way, is doing a brilliant job. I mean, a brilliant job with taking the slices of info and constructing stories around it and giving everyone a blueprint of what the FBI has in the cases that will be going to trial. So that's what we're getting. Now, there's greater impact when you see some of the names and their dollar amounts and things like that. Now, let's get to something very quick here in all of this. You will see when you look at the ledgers from labeled December 31st, 2015, you will see on there the name DJ Newbill. And the amount, $2,000. Now, timing means everything when it comes to this. Remember, it's labeled December 31st, 2015. DJ Newbill played his last game at Penn State March 13th, 2015. So, for example, if anything happened in the first 72 days of that year, that is a problem that has to be dealt with. if anything happened in the final 293 days of the year, it is irrelevant. Because at that point, his eligibility at Penn State is up. I have not talked to anybody, but I mean, about this. I've not contacted DJ or anything like this. I mean, there is something going around here that it's possibly that he needed that after he was done with Penn State, he needed money to go overseas to play. Thus, that's the loan. Now, if that's the case, benign and no big deal. Benign and no big deal. So, obviously, it's something that has to be checked into just to make sure what the timing of that is. Other than that, the Yahoo Sports story does deal with what's going on in college athletics today. Now, some of it's $400 for Miles Bridges' mom for dinner, an ATM, something. Some of it's not. And you're talking about high-profile programs that are named in this. And by the way, when they were going through the list of programs potentially in trouble, Penn State was not on that list. Which I think is an indication that, you know, could very well be an indication of, as I mentioned with the new bill thing, much to do about nothing, because again, timing means something. So with that in mind, we got Chris Soleri, Lansing State Journal. Now, do we have anybody else today? I just want to make sure.
I'm good to go.
Okay.
Well, of course, we got your brother.
Chris Soleri, Lansing State Journal, will have him at 3:35. Dave Revson, BTN, at 4:06. And then the Master Disaster. We know who that is.
Bringing up the rear in our basketball picks, by the way.
He doesn't care.
I know.
He's like, caring all stopped.
It's all for fun. Yeah, caring all stopped when football season ended.
the second he clinched the football thing, he's good for another 9 months. He's good. But this basketball story overrides everything. The NCAA is playing from behind on this, and they put out a statement today about, we've got this commission, blah, blah, blah. Oh, please. You know what? They need to start coming up with some common sense solutions to some of the problems out there. Now, a simplistic one that you will hear is start paying the players. No offense, I'm not for that. Maybe I'm old-fashioned. I am not for that.
Yeah, you have the one angle. Oh, well, the NCAA on the tournament alone makes $1 billion to spread out for all those schools across the country. And it's like, you mean to tell me that the kids can't get some kind of stipend? But then again, if you start that, that really increases your chances of going down a slippery slope, right?
Hey, look, nobody ever talks about this other part. I'm just going to say it straight out. How in the heck do you think you have a wrestling program? Where's the money come from? Where? It doesn't come from your own devices, I can tell you that. It doesn't. You need to make up for the deficit of every wrestling program in the country by getting money from the NCAA basketball tournament, bowl games, and things like that. That's just the way it is. That's life. Hey, it's not the way you, it's not what you want to hear, but if you really believe that they're out there making money from it, then the rides are open at Fantasyland. Okay? So the money about pay the players, the money doesn't technically, yeah, it's for the basketball tournament, but it goes to help out athletic departments across the board. This is one of the great failings in the O'Bannon case, is when Mark Emmert got on the witness stand and didn't bother telling them where the money went. Tell them where the money goes, Mark. It goes to help out basketball, no question. And it also goes to athletic departments to balance their women's soccer budget and their baseball budget and their wrestling budget and to balance their gymnastics budget. I mean, that's where the money goes. And he started doing about this ivory tower, you know, higher education, student athlete. Well, you just sit there and go, are you insane? What are you doing? Tell him where the money goes. Tell him that there's 800 student athletes on a campus like Penn State, and they need the money too. But they can't generate any money because you can't sell tickets or get TV or radio to do what they do that's going to make up for it. Again, Penn State wrestling's a perfect example. They sell everything out, and it's still not enough. Okay? Penn State's in wrestling sells every single seat. You've got to wedge people in there to watch them wrestle, and it's still not enough. It's not enough to even break even. Just a fact of life. It's one that people in that building, they can't, for whatever reason, when people go, they see everybody wedged in there. They make an assumption that they're rolling in a wash in cash, and it's not even, it's not happening. And that's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Zero. Because you have other revenue sources that take care of it. Now let's get back to the problems of today. Problems of today is now how do you handle this going forward? What do you do? And one of the solutions, and it's not the solution. It is not the solution. But one of the solutions has to come from outside of the NCAA. And that is the NBA owners have to agree with the Players Association to eliminate the one and done. And let a player who wants to go straight from high school to college, excuse me, go straight from high school to the pros, go. Now, does that eliminate all these problems we just saw? No. But it does eliminate a portion of it. It takes away the group of guys that really don't want to be in college. And what's odd is you see Miles Bridges' name attached to all this. And Miles Bridges is the one that shocked everybody last year by coming back for his sophomore season. It's going to be interesting over the next 24 hours what Michigan State does. Do they suspend Miles Bridges? I don't know what they're going to do. Or do you roll the dice and risk that you're going to have to vacate your season and your games and your tournament? I don't know. What do any of these programs do? What does Duke do? What does Duke do with Wendell Carter? Some of these are, quote, very minor violations, but they are still violations. The next part is, what do you do about the likeness of said player? Look, on any college, let's say college football team, or any college basketball team, how many players can really take advantage of their likeness? In college football, on a really, really good team, what, four, five, maybe? That's generous, two, three? Not all 125, I can tell you that. About 122 of them aren't going to make any advantage out of their likeness, but two or three will. College basketball, one, maybe two. And that's maybe. Well, how do you handle that? Do you have to put somebody on staff that has to handle that? Here's the next part. If you get paid for your likeness, let's pick a number. Say a car dealership wants the likeness of said player or to do commercials or whatever, and they're going to pay him $50,000. Well, guess what happens 1 year after that player gets the $50,000? What happens? Come on, all of us live life. What do we have to do every April 15th? They're going to have to pay taxes on it. And these guys aren't going to know that. They're going to think they get $50,000 free and clear. You have to have somebody help them through stuff like that if that were the case. There are a lot of unintended consequences. Something, for example, where Sean Carey's a great basketball player. And because he's a great player and he's the signature player of the program and so forth, I'm a car dealer. I want him to use his likeness, whatever, and the going rate's $5,000. I give him $125,000. Really? How do you manage that? That has to be discussed in how it's managed. But it's at least worthy of discussion. Let's have a discussion about it. Cost of attendance, great move. Meals, great move. So, I mean, the NCAA's made moves in an absolute positive direction. But there are still other things that need to be solved. Now, again, when you see these numbers and the payouts and things like that, some are very, very small. Some are decently big. And this is one agent, one guy, one service. Doesn't mean there aren't others. But they have the records or the computer of one. But solutions have to come about, and part of the solution also happens to come from the NBA itself. Because the vast majority of college basketball players, as it will watch an NBA game, but on TNT. We will come back with more in a moment, brought to you by Brewers Outlet on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day, and the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed, is second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Everyone has now joined us here on 1070 after we were on WKOK.com to start. The Phillies had a scintillating preseason game today, spring training game. We are your home for the Philadelphia Phillies. We're going to get right into the news of the day, and that is what's going on. Look, they're leaking it. And first of all, Pat Forte and Pete Thamel deserve all the credit in the world. They've been on top of this story, and the FBI has been leaking information to them. You can tell. along the way. Well, today they leaked more. Names are involved. So one of them is Miles Bridges of Michigan State. Chris Solaria, Lansing State Journal, joins us. Chris, it's another day where we're not talking about sports.
Oh, you know, one thing after another in East Lansing right now. And today, obviously, being no exception because it's a day that ends in Y.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because if the day ends in Y, something else must be happening. Obviously, Michigan State's going to be a high-profile program that people are going to look at, and Miles Bridges is going to be a high-profile player. So, other than what Yahoo Sports has reported, what do you know or have an inkling of?
Well, that's about it, because, I mean, we're talking about an investigation right now that is at the federal level, and those are FBI seized documents that Pat Forty and NC Damon have had access to. And what we know is there's $400 ATM receipt that is credited by a runner and for an agent by the name of Christian Dawkins, and it's tabulated on his spreadsheet as going to Miles Bridges' palm. And there's a $70 and some change dinner involving that agent, that runner, and Miles Bridges' parents. So, you know, in the scope of what the Yahoo investigation and those FBI documents that we know of have shown, it's very minimal compared to a number of the other situations there. That some are up into the five, six figure range. So you're talking about a couple hundred dollars, but you know, at the same point, anytime you get ensnared in an FBI investigation, that one thing sometimes often leads to another, and you know, this is obviously one agency's record. There were, I believe, 10 individuals that were initially charged back in September in by the FBI in the infancy of this case. So we're right now, and I don't think that 3 days before basketball season, when that came out, was any coincidence, just like I don't think that as we're getting closer to conference tournament and NCAA tournament time, it's starting to see more of a rollout. After a long period of quiet on that case, that it started to heat up again.
Because of everything that's been happening at Michigan State, would you be surprised if they suspended him?
But it's hard to say here. I mean, you know, first and foremost, Miles Bridges is not the one who is implicated in this. It is his parents. So,
right.
Strictly from that standpoint, if this was operating in a vacuum, I would say yes. But, you know, obviously there's so many other high-profile situations that are going on and oftentimes getting crammed together into the narrative right now. You've got the Larry Nassar situation operating in its silo, and
right.
He's in prison, but there's still a lot of fallout coming from that involving an NCAA investigation into the athletic department's handling of the Nassar case, state and local government investigations as well, plus university investigations. And then you have the ESPN report and some of the reporting that I have done on the football program involving sexual assaults that are a separate situation that are still in a lot of limbo. And now you add a third component here as well, along with this, with the FBI investigation. And so, I mean, there's just the optics right now from Michigan State standpoint, you know, it makes things maybe a little different if this was just simply a $400-some bill to parents, or
right,
whatever you want to call it. So, but it's you know, I don't know. I you know, we've reached out to Tom Izzo, we've reached out to the basketball program, we've reached out to Bridges' mom, and we've not heard back from anybody yet, which. Obviously, in lieu of this news and how quickly it's come out, that doesn't surprise me. But it, you know, they play set at Sunday at Wisconsin to wrap up the regular season, then off to the Big Ten tournament. So, I mean, at this point, would it surprise me if Bridges gets suspended? No. Would it surprise me if he plays?
Right. Now, it should be pointed out that if the parents did actually take meals, $400, right, whatever it happens,
right,
that's not a violation of the law. It's an NCAA violation.
Correct. And the thing about this investigation I think needs to be kind of clear is the FBI focus is less on the parents and players so much as it is on the people that are running the money, the people that are the agents, the shoe companies, the coaches. You saw that with Rick Pitino in the infancy of that with the Brian Bowen situation. And obviously he had a number of other issues that were going on around that program as well. So I do think that, you know, especially for a college basketball coach, you know, there are a lot of people around these kids from a very early age, and it's tough to police some of them. You know, if it's not the parents, it's a brother or sister. It's not a brother or sister, it's a friend who's acting as a representative for them. I mean, there's so many facets in the seedy underbelly of recruiting that, you know, I mean, it's, some things get out of coaches' hands and out of their control.
Right.
And that's it's hard to gauge right now because the FBI has been playing their cards so close to the vest and really just doing such a slow rollout on this September. And I mean, the NCAA even it did not know about it until the charges were brought back in September, like I think 3 days before college basketball season started. So.
Well, it's interesting that you say a slow roll, but there obviously is some leaking going on here about, you know, and leaking you and I both know is about influencing cases.
Yes, there's no doubt about that. And I think, you know, you tie especially with Miles Bridges being the name and you know, honestly, with a lot of the reports nationally being the face that's put with it. From our standpoint, it's an obvious connection because he's the local guy and the local connection, but... But from a national scope, I mean, this is a kid who gave up going to the NBA last year, returned to college, and that was such a significant story. And you know, and talking to his mom before that, I mean, she wanted him to go to the NBA, but he wanted to stay in college. So, I mean, there's a lot of intricacies. I mean, you know, maybe you can look at the Cam Newton situation and kind of draw some parallels there with his father. But that was six figures. This is, you know, five figures if you extrapolate the change.
Well, there's part of this, too, is that in terms of influencing the case, it's more of the shock value of names being released than anything else. And you need some common sense here to kind of weed your way through what some of this actually means and doesn't mean.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, the first rollout that we saw, you know, within the last week was that the 16 teams that were in the bracket that the NCAA revealed, the early look, the early peek, the initial sources were telling Yahoo that it was half of the teams involved that would be implicated in this. And, you know, you started to see now names, programs, and dollar figures being tied to them, whether or not those, I mean, not all of them are active players anymore. I think there's a number of guys that, like a Kyle Kuzma and Josh Jackson and a number of other guys that are off the pro basketball, but that have been really, you know, the programs that they left behind are caught up in this.
What about the Christian Dawkins documents also listing dinners? Yeah, you can have dinner with anybody, but, you know, Tom Izzo's name is on there.
Yeah, and I mean, here's the thing. The Dawkins family has a long relationship.
Yeah.
With Dawkins with a high school coach in Saginaw, and that he coached Draymond Green, who went to Michigan State. And Lou Dawkins left Saginaw to go coach for Mark Montgomery at Northern Illinois, who was Tom Izzo's assistant when he was at Michigan State. And Dorian Dawkins, who is Lou's other son and Christian's brother, died at a Michigan State basketball camp when he was 14 years old back in 2009. So, I mean, there certainly are a lot of connections to go back a lot of years with the family, but I don't think it's appropriate to draw any conclusions from just having dinner. Now, the thing that is, if I would be concerned, or if I was in this situation, when you've heard that there have been wiretaps, people have been working with the feds on things, that, if having dinner is one thing, but if you have wiretaps that say something, that's all of it.
Right, exactly.
Which nobody has said or proven that Tom is implicated or involved in it.
Right, exactly.
Other than he had dinner with a guy.
Right, he had a dinner with a guy. How tough is it for Michigan State to potentially handle anything like this because you have an interim president and an interim athletic director?
Well, it's very tough. I mean, along with the NCAA investigation that's going on, along with all the other things that are involved in, you know, sometimes 8 to 10 year old cases of alleged sexual assault and handling and all of that that's been going on. I mean, it is, and that's not even bringing into account the Larry Nassar stuff, which is the major part of this. I mean,
exactly.
That's the reason the NCAA
yes.
is looking. I mean, you're
exactly.
You know, I mean, the resources in that department right now have to be as strapped as any, because even when you look at the case there in State College a few years back, you were looking at one program and a few individuals, and then the people above them. This is as widespread an investigation and covering a lot of different facets and a lot of different topics as I know of in college sports.
Let's take the next part. Moving forward, if they were to sit Chris Soleri down and say, Chris, give me a couple solutions. How do you make the game and everything better for everybody across the board? What would be a couple of things based on your experience that you'd say, hey, look, you guys ought to think about doing X, Y, and Z?
Well, I think it takes me back to a story that was in The Atlantic about 7 or 8 years ago. Probably, I think it was around 2011, of how the NCAA is basically just a house of cards. And everything in the NCAA is built upon about 60 programs. And, you know, you talk about the Power Five programs at Notre Dame and a few others. They're the ones that basically prop up the whole organization for the other, you know, 600, 700 schools across all the divisions. If those schools are to leave at some point and form their own league, own rules, where if you could use your revenue to pay players, where these things become a little less opaque and become a little more transparent and out there, I mean, in all honesty, maybe we are at that point. And, you know, 7 years ago, maybe if you would have told me that, you know, in reading that story, you thought, oh, that's an interesting idea and concept. But we're getting to a point now where you're seeing this. And, you know, when the feds are looking into one thing, like college basketball, you would have to imagine that that's just the start. And if they find a lot more involved in other sports, that they will approach that. So, I mean, maybe it's just time to start admitting what it really is, that this is labor. This is labor for the universities that needs to be paid. I mean, that may be the one way to solve all of this, to get the agents, to get the runners out, or at least minimize their influence and get kids that want to be in college to be in college. Because, you know, the one-and-done situation, the idea that college is essentially a minor league for professional athletics, perhaps that has run its course, because, you know, as we've seen in a number of different ways and a number of different levels, there have been rules that these universities have agreed upon and created that they can't even follow.
Chris, it's a pleasure. Too bad it's always under these circumstances, it seems, lately, but I always appreciate your insight very much.
All right, Steve. Take care.
Chris Soleri, Lansing State Journal. Dave Revson, next half hour, as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
If we have access to YouTube, we should put up the video of the suit at the holiday party dancing to that.
Okay, that would have been the year before party, since a couple months ago he was a little busy. Oh,
a little busy. Blew us off.
Yeah. He could have been. He could have showed up.
And not only that, but like, I was talking to Drew, and I was talking with everybody else. I mean, everybody said it's the best party they've ever been to.
It was a great time.
I mean, we had a blast that night. That was a lot of fun.
We sure
did. It was fun. Boy, to have missed a night like that, boy, that'd be awfully hard.
I can't believe it was over 2 months ago. Feels like it was 2 weeks ago.
I know. That was over 2 months ago. For those who are listening to us on WKOK.com to start the show, because the Phillies were on 1070, I will repeat what I said in the open here. You will see in the Yahoo Sports article ledgers they obtained from the office of Andy Miller. And that's the sports agent. And you'll see in there names and so forth and some loan amounts and some other notes. You will see the name of DJ Newbill on the ledger. It's right there. You can, when you go to Yahoo Sports, you can see it. And the dates are important. The date of the ledger is December 31st, 2015. Again, December 31st, 2015. DJ Newbill's last game at Penn State was March 13th, 2015.
So if something happened with this loan before March 13th, let's just say in the first 72 days of the year, all right, you got to look into that. But if that loan took place any time after March 13th, the final 293 days of the year, it is irrelevant. Completely irrelevant. And there's been some hints along the way that the new bill loan was about getting to Europe to play ball. Now, how accurate that is, that's one that DJ Newbill has to answer. But I just want to make sure that everyone's up front here about that, but also look at the dates as well. The dates are extremely important. The ledgers from December 31st, 2015. His last game at Penn State was March 13, 2015. 9.5 months earlier. So if that loan is during that 9.5 month period after he left, it's no big deal. Who cares? So what? I think that might be one of the reasons why when you see a list of schools, Penn State's name is not on the list. But that at least, but Penn State needs an answer on that. Penn State needs an answer on that. Just to make sure the timing is copacetic with no issues. As for the rest of it, you now have to start looking at what are the solutions. How do you start solving some of this? One of them has to come, from my opinion, outside. Now, it doesn't solve everything, but it solves a fraction of it. And that is, stop with the farce of the one and done and let high school players go to the NBA if that's what they want. The NCAA cannot solve that. They are out of the equation on that. It's not an NCAA rule. It is an NBA rule. And the NBA Players Association and the NBA Players Association and the NBA owners have to work that out. Now, it sounds like they're leaning toward going in that direction. That solves a fraction of it. And that's one. What do you do with the likeness of said individual? Look, let's be honest about it. Eh? How many football players is their likeness worth anything? 2 to 5 on a team? And 5 stretching it, everybody. 5 is really stretching it. How many on a basketball team? 1, 2, even on the most high-profile of teams? Then how do you regulate it? How do you advise the players when it comes to taxes? There's a lot of, you know, nothing's perfect. There are always going to be unintended consequences. These all have to be discussed. I'll tell you what, to me, should not be on the table is paying the players outright. I've disagreed with that since day one. Maybe it's outdated on my part, but I feel strongly about it. That between cost of attendance, meals, tuition, and Pell Grants, that's college.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.